In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. I think about it. Isn't it the same life that you value? You value being alive, being capable of breathing. I try to look at it at a bare minimum standard. I've hit rock bottom here. I'm still looking for the vindicator, right? I'm seeking counsel of Christ, heavenly above. Yes, of course. But isn't it the same life that you value? The one that you hold near and dear to your own heart is the life that you're condemning and using against others? How shall that or could that be? Well, you enjoy breathing. But breathing is not enough. Neither is talking about it in a sense of theory and reason. Good morning. Thank you for joining me on another day of Life or Death Ministries. The topic is life today, something that we all embrace. Whether or not we want to sovereignly grasp it or we deny its presence, life continues to move amongst us, right? And he is the one that is the giver and taker of life. But how shall we or could we prevent life from being an enactment in somebody else's world? We couldn't, right? We don't possess that ability. Do you think we've outgrown our britches? That sounds a little bit down south, throw a little bit of slur in it with a little bit of slang. Oh, wait, y'all come back now, you hear? Think about what I'm saying. How could we ever step up to that table to where we're bearing our own cross in the sense of, I am going to take your life away from you? You know, I think confessions are relevant. We talked about this yesterday. You get to a point to where confession, forgiveness, and repentance is relevant because you're continuing to build this nurturing relationship with your Savior and your Redeemer. No, I don't want to separate. I don't want to go my separate ways. No, I want to become closer with Him. He is the provider for me, and I also provide for Him. Think about what I'm saying, right? I'm not stirred away. I'm not swept outside. Shoo, out the door you go. It's like some pest or animal or something. You're wondering if it's got tags and proper shots. Right? And you think like this. Shoo, out the door you go. Not with your Creator, your Savior, your Redeemer. We were referencing life. Well, it's not up for discussion, is it? How could it be? Because that clock keeps moving regardless, whether you choose to accept or deny, which of course is a limitation. Does confession become a limitation in life? It can't. It cannot be. So the confession, the repentance is not limitation. Do you know why? Because you still find fulfillment, light at the end of the tunnel. There is still that path that provides the sustainment. There is no limitation. You know what? It could be as something as this. I walked up into the grocery store. She told me that she wanted me to buy her a bag of flour. Okay, all right. She's making baked goods today. She plans on selling them. Excellent. And I brought back unbleached flour. Wasn't the right kind. It wasn't the gold medal brand or Pillsbury, or it wasn't what she wanted. Enriched, they'd say. It's just flour. Very good. And I could repent. You know, I apologize. Lord, forgive me. I'm a human being. I'm alive. Remember this aspect of life that I was given? Well, there is no one direct course. I'm making it to eternity. What is the purpose of life? Didn't we talk about this? We did Marquette. We did Loyola. We were doing Milwaukee and Chicago. Maybe it was Maryland. I can't quite remember. But we took it there, right? We took it there in the sense of being aggressive. What is the purpose of life? Better yet, the best question we've heard up to this point, does life have to have a purpose? What about God? What about Christ? You know, we sideline ourselves because we sideline Him. What about Christ? If life needs to have a purpose, I've heard the secret I didn't want to tell you and I didn't want the secret to get out. I'm going to whisper to you so not everybody else finds out. But the purpose of life is to figure out how collectively intrigued you can be by condemning your fellow brothers and sisters, putting citations and breaking codes and statutes, having it to where they're upheaved economically, intellectually, emotionally, physically, spiritually, intimately, completely ruining their lives. That is the purpose of life. I mean, you be careful, you know what I'm saying? Some of you individuals, they'll be shaking heads. They sit behind tables. They got these little hammers. Wham! They slam their hammer down on the table. For you know what? The whole world changes. God was alive only for that 1 second. I met another group. They worked down in Chicago, somewhere over in Russia and Italy. They carried hammers around in their hands also. And they were real thorough. They ended up working. But the purpose of life, I said. Did you forget? So if you shall choose to breathe, and it's different, if you shall choose to breathe, the assault of life cannot be relevant to the actual disposition, and the disposition being the implementation, the way you walk within it, discipline and degree. I have laboring of deeds of my life because of Christ. I am sovereign. I have scars. I've received lacerations. I'm all right alive for him. Put me on fire if you would. Everything that I've got to give, I'm putting it back within his hands. I don't have anything to worry about. But that sovereign notion of somebody else might find out that you're attempting to be alive. Lord, have mercy. Somebody else might find out that your creator and your savior and redeemer, you have a better relationship with them than they could ever have. That might be a problem. At what point, Lord, forgive me, at what point shall we cease from acquiring our own wants and desires, fulfillment of eternity, glorification, building the stairway and storing our treasures in eternity? He's the one that's capable of forgiving me, of redeeming me. If I search my fellow brothers and sisters, whether it is the condemnation, the confession, the lashing, or the repentance, think about what I'm saying. Then I'll never be happy. It seems like there's confinement there, though, a sense of restrictions, and so stern by having the ruler smacked on top of the knuckles. Boy, that hurt, right? It's a reminder of being alive. But regardless of the shade, the tone, the color, the verbal assault with intellectual concept and theory and reason, being practical, and we call it morality, there must be some morale involved somewhere, shape, or form. But morale cannot be a definition of emotional attachment to what we found to be valuable. Did you know that it can't be right for creature, but it'll always be right for Christ? But that's a tough one, you know what I'm saying? Let me think about that for a little bit. They ain't selling tickets either, you know what I mean? Everybody likes itinerary. I think different. It can't be right for creature, but it'll always be right for Christ. Christ said, yes, you are forgiven. You are redeemed. I don't know if you can take it any further than that. I don't know, we could dig back in time, right? We could start looking at some of the reasons and theories as to why, questioning the emotional attachment, psychological valuations. Oh, my Lord. No, I know. Mm-hmm. Very good. How come is it so deceptive that walk that I present myself in is not popular? But what does popular mean? It's Christ. Did you not forget? It's Christ. So that walk that I present, when I present myself to you, I'm not looking to be condemned, nor am I looking to be judged or denied. I don't need denial or acceptance because it's this thing called life. When I approach you, I'm alive. I'm life. Did you know that? You don't have to say yay. You don't have to say nay. In fact, if you're incapable of acceptance in any way, shape, or form, or there is a restriction or a limitation, then you don't believe in Christ. Wait, Christ's forgiveness of sins, the chains, sin, wickedness, and death have been lifted off of you so that you can have a life. Don't say that too loud. They might hear you. I know. Oh my goodness. So what are we doing to one another? And better yet, what are we doing to him? We have been provided this gift of life that regardless of whether or not we grasp it by the reins, we put it on the sidelines, right? We fall asleep of it. Victim of the flesh, you've fallen asleep to the gospel. It's not true within your heart, soul, and mind. Let him be the decider of that. And what if we got to this point to where inevitably, right, we hit this evolution of design, and we call it Christianity, if you would, and before you know it, the creator, the savior, the redeemer, the giver, the taker, the substance, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord, forgive me, yes, come into my heart, soul, mind. What if they were the only ones that were capable of making decisions? What if we ourselves did not possess the ability to make a decision? Wait, I'm trying to think about this. How did this conversation start? Oh, that's right. We actually don't have the capability, the competence to be capable of denying or accepting life. It's just something that we have to deal with. We don't have to put restrictions on it. We don't have to live in confinement. We can't tell somebody else it's right for them or wrong for them because either way, that clock keeps ticking and life advances. My Lord, have mercy. So what are we doing in the meantime, by the way? Anybody got any cool outlooks in the sense of this is the strain of life that I'm following? I found a vein over in Germany. I'm pursuing it. I got like first month's security deposit and first month's rent. And I'm going to buy airfare and I'm jetting over there. No, I need the whole concept of I need. Every time I hear it, I mean, I'm thinking like I need you more and more. Very good, yeah. So we pursue life as to what we find to be valuable. But when the conflict of interest, and in the word, conflict of interest, becomes to be the most apparent aspect in life, I'm no longer offered God, nor am I offered Christ. How come? How shall you be condemned? Because I've chosen to condemn others. But the life that you live, whether you're walking in the darkness or within the light, it's not a condemned form of life. It only came from God, and there is only one life. Does that mean that you have to share your life with everybody else? They got these individuals walk around throwing a finger up. They got one life, they got one God, one health, all this other stuff. I'm like, get outside. Your checkbook ain't big enough. You know what I mean? Where you at? I think different. Get outside. Shoot, out the door you go. Do you got your shots? Do you need tags? I got veterinarians on standby. I used to live up in Salt Lake City. I'd have these real bad nights. I'd wake up in the morning and the whole world was coming to an end. It was like Hiroshima and like zombies everywhere. I remember that they're coming off of every corner and they're looking for their fix. It was extreme. And I'd go to work and I'd be way up on scaffolding. I'd be looking over Salt Lake City. It was cool. I had some real good images. I enjoyed it, by the way. Brick and mortar work. We were doing it right. Cutting up blocks, putting it up there, put mud on the boards. I mean, we were really moving some bricks. It was extreme. But I'd look down and I'd see animal pest control. And they'd be very, very happy to make one pass by me each and every day. Sometimes I feel like I need a devil control. You know what I'm saying? I woke up and I'm not sure where the Antichrist came from or who he is and what shape and what form he's taken in. I know my Creator and Savior works miracles. He takes shape within me, within my fellow brothers and sisters. But whew, I got to get you out of here. A little bit of pest control. You ain't going to do anybody any harm, right? I think along those lines. So inviting life within your life is not the acknowledgement of others. I can't tell you what's right for you. How could I? In fact, I even have a hard time some days defining what could be right for me. Do you know why? Because life does not have a definition. You heard me, and this is the immaturity within the theological assertion of Christianity. Define the purpose of life. Is that the right question? It's the wrong question, because life is going to continue to advance regardless of whether it's right or whether it's wrong. It doesn't stop. It doesn't get sidelined. It doesn't become passive. I'm going to write this down, put it in a folder here, stow it away. You know what? If I need it, I'll get back to it. But right now, we can just talk about it. You want to think about it for a little bit, and then we'll get back to the subject. But life, think about it, is not up for discussion. So what's the purpose to life? It's completely irrelevant. So you flip the roles. Life is the purpose. You know what? What are you doing? I'm working on life. What if everybody was working on life and the competence, the means, if you would? And I'm not trying to judge you, like score you, your talent, ability, aptitude testing. Where are you at, right? It's an outright value, real world. I got you. Not like that, but I want to know, just are you capable of embracing it? That cup that you're drinking from, the air that you're breathing, this thing called life, where you're offered sustainment and abundance of everything, to where you can find God in Christ being the saving and redeeming notion. And if you're not, shall it become a burden to somebody else? Did you say what is the purpose of life? I'm interested. My goodness. But if there is harm, then you shall pay life for life. Exodus 21:23. I know we go back to the law of the land, right? The eye for an eye. I think that's all you got, really. And I know it sounds so immaturely stupid, right? I stub my toe. No, I must have you stub your toe. But is that the aspect of life? Eye for an eye? How can we get to this challenge of challenging notive to where we're only here to make decisions on one another? And the assertions are no more than destructive and distraught. And what does that actually mean, though? You know, I know that you're going to make decisions on me. I'm going to make decisions on you. So here we're reminded, but if there is harm, if you're injured, if you're told, you've experienced loss in any way, shape, or form, then you shall pay life for life. That's a good one. You know, I said that on the way back from the fitness center this morning. I said, you know, the only thing that I can think of to make this fair at this moment, and Lord, forgive me, I'm not big on making decisions on anybody. I'm really not. I don't believe in condemnation or telling others how to live. Is it's going to have to be eye for an eye on this one. You know, you're going to have to experience 7 years of loss, intellectual, emotional, physical, spiritual, economical, substance-wise. You're going to have to work rock-bottom jobs. You're always going to be having individuals against you. They can make any decisions they want on you at 24/7 at any point in time. Substance-wise, rape, just like no life. You're not allowed to breathe. You're not allowed to be alive. So if there shall be any form of loss, then you shall pay life for life. And what if it's the innocent bystander, right? Because we look at the opposition of every topic and every address. So we go, but if there is harm, then you shall pay life for life. So if you are the one that created the loss, you shall give your life for a sense of pardon. Pardon for what, though, might you ask? Because are you automatically justified in the sense of you be condemned in this mortal world of earth? No! The inheritance of the kingdom, heaven, eternity, my good counsel is found within the shepherd, the creator, the architect. I'm forgiven, redeemed, for goodness sakes. Did you forget? Life! Right. Life, right. Right. The boiling pot of water, you're wondering where the tea bags come in. And does it taste good? We might be able to put a little bit of sugar in there. I'm not quite sure. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10. Previous verse, by the way, excuse me. Exodus 21:23. So John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Who's the thief, though, right? You're capable of consent. No means no. But here is the good part. I came, going back to the vindicator. Oh, here comes the advocate. Run! Right? Some of us even jump. Right? I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So you know what? Now I'm offered this aspect called life. And I can have it in abundance. There is no limitations. There are no restrictions. I'm capable of living. You know what? If it really comes down to it, I'm very capable and competent. I have extreme discipline and means. Is it competence? Degrees of discipline? I'm not really sure. But me being alive doesn't come at the cost and expense of anybody else in any way, shape, or form. That's relevant, isn't it? You're not allowed to cost life. If you were, life is what be what you have to offer. Oh, you think it's funny? I know, I apologize. It's good humor. We all like to cut up a little bit. Get a little giddy, if you would. Depends on the mood. I think different, right? Yes, sold. Very good. So you don't have a breath to lose, nor shall you have a breath to give. Do you think this is the eye for the eye standard? It's really coming down to life or death here. Remember, the topic is life. That's the only reason why you're alive. And if you shall choose, and I know Christ, God is life. Life is love, etc., right? Take it there. Start with the facts. I mean, really push the envelope. Take it right to that point. Shh, hover somewhere above. And then dive bomb and kamikaze. Whoa! I'm zeroing right on in. Mm-hmm. I seen that airplane. It might be going down. I think different, right? So you dive right on into the topic and into the addression. Life is the topic. That's it. Are you capable in life? And if not, we shall offer you sustainment. Sustainment is the only thing that we have to offer you. To think that you need to deal with somebody who's sovereignly suffering because they don't have God in their life or Christ in their life, and you need to conform to their form of Antichrist? You did what? You hear me say that, and I'm happy when I say it. You did what? And I'm a little like shocked here. Sort of like mouths are open, right? Sort of like, sola za, I'm coming over. You did what? You look at the expression on the face. You're like, oh my Lord. Yeah, good for you. We do. We choose you now. Right, absolutely. So I'm wondering if it's life that we seek, and we seek it within him because God is love. Have you ever met anybody that was well deserving of God? But that would be life itself. Are they not breathing? And if so, was there a way for their life to be improved? Taken to another level. How about commitment, spouses, girlfriends, etc., right? Companionship? I'm not quite sure. And you could have been the miracle. Here comes God, here comes Christ. Here comes God, here comes Christ. And he's in enactment with me. Now I have the power, the privilege of being capable of providing. But how many of you living within that taken mindset? I don't give, I take. In what aspect? Well, you know, I just feel that life isn't given. You have to take it. You have to go out right there and earn it. So you don't believe in God. Should anybody else in this world that believes in God, in Christ, the Holy Spirit, have to deal with who you are? You're in equity, the reason that you're breathing and alive, for goodness sakes. How could anybody? For you yourself can't even deal with who you are. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I got you. You know what I mean? How could and how shall anybody have to deal with you? You can't deal with yourself. So if you don't believe in God and it's my problem, rest assured it's your problem. What if every time we had a problem, here comes ownership, what's in your wallet? Capital One, bring out the checkbook. I got the debit card. I got that card. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do it right. Where you at? Venture on into a different venue. I like it. I think different. But what if every time you came to a problem, it was your problem? Outright, I own it. You know what I mean? You don't even got to buy it. You don't even got to purchase it. I outright own it. No, it's my problem. I ain't gonna worry your life about it. You ain't gonna be burdened. You don't gotta be put in chains and shackles. The form of Antichrist that I've chosen to believe in is gonna be relevant to me. You mean to tell me the form of life that you believe in doesn't work for you or for anybody else, and all of a sudden it's my problem? Whew! I mean, I got a hallelujah for you each and every day. Whew! You know what I mean? No, I need. I got a hallelujah for you each and every day. But it cannot come at the cost and expense. Remember the life for the life. It's just too extreme. You cannot afford to lose it. Luke 17:33, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life will keep it. What if you learn from that verse right there? And I reference that often. There is no loss of life until you die, but fear of life itself is condemnation. If you are afraid to be alive, if you aren't capable of seeing the up, the down, there are no limits, there are no boundaries, or exercising within the realm that God has given you, then you've lost hope, you've lost everything, because you no longer believe in Him. And to think that we have institutions within this world that they prevent God from being the enactment. Well, you shall try to see how far as you can go, as long as it doesn't come at the cost and expense of anybody else. Very good, yes, for sure. And the same would go in the negligent mindset. You can be just as destructive as you want. You'll come back to Him. You'll be washing and cleansing of the soul and the feet. Wash me and cleanse me of my souls and iniquities. Give me strength, knowledge, power, wisdom to be capable of embracing this love that you've given me that is on the inside. Hoo-wee. I heard that. You know what I mean? So I think, and we continue to think, but life cannot be what you want it to be. It needs to be about what He wants it to be. Matthew 10:39, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Notice the reference is always going back to Christ, the advocate, the good counsel. I seek the counsel of Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. I really don't think that you stand a chance. He's the giver and taker of life, and He's also the one that's capable of forgiving you. I'd hate to see you walk around in chains and shackles, being condemned to some morality of emotional attachment of what we think that each and every human being should be subject to. When you're born in this world, what kind of promises did God give you? You're promised life, and you're also promised death. Other than that, you don't have to live to the confinement of what infrastructure that doesn't work. Are you outright offering me sustainment? I see God in Christ, the giver and taker of life. And if not, shoo, out the door you go, shots and tags. Need to make sure you cut your shots. I don't want you to bite somebody. My goodness, are you okay? Did you need help? 1 John 5:11, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. So do you lose life? Of course not. You can't. It's eternal, right? But if you shall waste your own life, it'll be at your own expense, because you're capable of saying no. I'm capable of saying, look, I ain't mad at you. This is the form of life you believe in. Some individuals, this is our career. I don't know, like adult film. I got some friends. Where are you at? You know, I think different. I like the way they shine, right? Very good. So I don't judge, and I shall not judge or cast condemnation. But if you are the one casting condemnation, then do you not have to live up to the standard that you find to be relevant? I'm competent within this discipline and degree, but life is not up for discussion, nor neither does it have nothing to prove. That's a tough one. You know, let me resonate on it today. Let me sleep on it. Let me think about it. In the meantime, let me enjoy this thing called life. We're alive. We're breathing. We get to enjoy life. We don't have to worry about anything. Don't worry. Be happy. Let me round this up with prayer. Continue to follow me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look for the Buzzsprout feed to see daily updates. I've got daily Bible readings, and I've got a lot of did you knows, more like a study Bible type of aspect where you can dig deeper into the faith, into some of the scripture that's given the deliverance that we have received. If you shall have any questions or you want to talk about it in any way, shape, or form, I actually even have my phone number listed on the Facebook page. You can reach out to me, question, answer. You can try to call me. I'm very, very busy. Lord, forgive me. But you can most certainly try to reach out, and I promise I will get back to you. Let me close in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father in Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, We often forget about the power of this breath that we possess. We forget about the acceptance that is given us, this right to be alive. And when we think about life itself, we remember that there is no restrictions, that there's only one alternative to life, and that is death. And that shall be the only notion of acceptance that we're capable of embracing. We don't need to make decisions on somebody else, nor does life have a point to prove. Within your jurisdiction, a multitude of the nations spanning to eternity above and beyond, let us store our treasures and invest our hearts, souls, and minds to you and put it back within your hands where it belongs, with love, with grace, with acceptance, with true joy and passion. Continue to guide us and strengthen us and not define us, but give us the will of Christ to be capable of embracing life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a very, very good day. Do not forget to find that blessing of life in every moment and every enactment. God bless you. Thank you.